Ken Paxton campaign rally brings Republican candidates to McAllen. Texas border business. Texas border business. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton headlined the rally in the valley on Tuesday, July 14, 2026, at University Drafthouse Townlake in McAllen. The event featured Republican candidates Eric Flores, who is running for Texas's 34th Congressional District, Tano Tijerina, who is running for the 28th Congressional District, and National Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez. Speakers framed the rally around the themes of freedom, faith, family, and conservative values. They described the election as a choice between law and order and chaos, secure borders and open borders, and protecting children versus allowing them to be mutilated. They repeatedly called on attendees to become actively involved in the campaign by contacting family members and friends, knocking on doors, and encouraging others to vote. Eric Flores praised Paxton's record, describing him as someone who fought against what he called an open border policy, defended children, and secured a major settlement related to detransition care. Flores also referenced his own service in Operation Guardian and as an assistant U.S. attorney, saying he worked alongside Paxton in legal efforts challenging the Biden administration's policies, which he described as hostile to law enforcement and border security. The speakers promoted Republican candidates on the ballot, referring to one participant as the future senator of Texas, and describing local Republican candidates as leaders who would provide direction for Texas. They criticized the current Democratic representation in South Texas, with one speaker calling the incumbent the worst Democrat representative in the whole United States of America, and stating that residents deserve better representation. Attendees were urged to remember that November's election was the most important election for the country and to reject what speakers described as political distractions. Paul Perez, identifying himself as a law enforcement representative with 29 years of service on behalf of frontline officers, said Republicans support law enforcement and border security. He said he had worked under five presidents and asserted that Donald Trump was the only president who fulfilled promises to secure the border despite congressional opposition. Perez argued that, under President Joe Biden, taxpayer dollars had been used to support undocumented immigrants, resulting in increased disorder in communities. He also credited Paxton's office with filing multiple lawsuits against the Biden administration over immigration policies that he said weakened border security. Perez has served as president of the National Border Patrol Council since January 1, 2025. Before him, Brandon Judd served as NBPC president from 2013 until his retirement from the Border Patrol in 2024. Judd was later nominated and confirmed as the U.S. ambassador to Chile, and Perez assumed the union's top leadership position. During the rally, speakers also criticized the Biden administration over its positions on Christianity, abortion, and transgender-related policies. They characterized their movement as one of warriors, sending a message from Texas to Washington, D.C., opposing what they called woke left policies and broken policy. The event concluded with speakers invoking God's blessing on Texas and the United States and encouraging voters to view the November election as an opportunity to elect Republicans across Texas and beyond.